Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Thanks for staying with us through the break, everyone. As Mary and I welcome you back to the New York City area for the G Block, the personal connection is on tap for these next 10 minutes, which is being made possible by simplysafe.com/carry.
When you're out traveling, who's looking out for your home or even your small business? Well, right now, our show fans will save 20% off this award-winning security and receive a free indoor camera.
Yeah, they have everything you need to make your place safe. It's comprehensive. It's all monitored 24/7 by security professionals. It costs less than a dollar a day. Go to simplysafe.com/carry. You'll save 20%. You'll get that free indoor security camera that Mary just mentioned. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right. Back last August, our next guest set out to see all 50 state capitals. And if that doesn't sound particularly eventful, well, this might. He's biking to all of them, and it's not an electric bike. Why is he on this journey, and what's he seen around the U.S. on his travels? Well, that's what Robert and I are going to try to find out as Bob Barnes joins us in our personal connection from the road now as he's on his way to Atlanta.
Well, this is going to be an interesting conversation. Bob, Mary and I welcome you to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, nice to have you aboard with us. All right, so just to be clear, are you biking now or did you stop to talk to us?
I stopped to talk to you.
Yep. All right, so I didn't want you to be multitasking there. All right, so
I'm sitting right next to a cabbage field, you want to be specific.
Okay, well, that's I know you're on your way to Atlanta, so there you are.
It's a good week for that.
Is the field plentiful, what you're looking at right now? Things growing?
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I said, is the field plentiful or things growing?
Oh, no. Things are growing. I have my lawn chair with me. I carry it everywhere I go, so I'm usually comfortable wherever I am.
All right. Well, all right. Listen. All right. So this is a unique way to see the country. Clearly, it's good exercise. You're calling it the Great American Triple Switchback. So let's start with how you came up with the idea last year and share why you gave your journey that particular name.
Well, I'll start with the name first, because if you look at the map, I actually crisscrossed the United States 3 full times. And you can see it very clearly on the map. And a switchback is what the turns are called. Now, the idea, everybody talks about going through all 50 states, so to speak, usually in a car. And I thought about that. But then I was like, it might even be better on a bike because I've done long trips before. But then I wanted to make it harder. And I said, let's go through all 50 capitals. And here we are, well into the trip right now.
Yeah, almost actually a little more than halfway through them, it looks like. Bob, before we get to what happened in February, I think it was, in Louisiana, which is really special. Before we get into that, I'd like to ask you how the journey overall has been and what are you finding along the way from all of the people that you're meeting?
Well, all of the people I meet are kind. There's nothing but kindness out here. And one of the reasons that we are out here is to see things for ourselves and not believe everything that we see on social media. I'm out here to see things from a different perspective on a bicycle and show others what I'm coming across. And I come across kindness in every state I've been through.
Well, isn't that nice to hear? Mm-hmm. Kindness. Okay. So now let's get to what happened in Louisiana. And through the power of social media, yes, there can be a dark side to it, as you just mentioned, and there is if we get too caught up in the negativity with it. But there is a good side of social media, and you discovered something pretty incredible, so I'll let you share that story.
Well, through the powers of social media, I know I just said negative things about it, but yes, there are the positive things. And through this, I found out that I have a long-lost half-sister who happened to be on the route that I was taking through Louisiana. So I met her for the first time ever on this trip, and it was a great experience. And it was funny because we actually both look alike.
Wow. Does she bike like you do?
No. She does her own thing, but nope, I'm the only biker.
Okay. So you got to meet her on this journey for the first time?
Oh, that's outstanding.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Incredible.
Oh,
good for you
yeah.
on that. All right, so
It was special.
Well, that certainly fits well into the personal connection segment of the show. And your journey, obviously, is a special one. I know you still have a few more miles to go with other capitals. But I know Fox News, they've been following your travels. We've seen some of that out there. But, you know, I want you to talk to everybody about the equipment that you're using. You named your bike. It's all human-powered. So talk about that. And where do you stay and sleep at night?
Well, it's two great questions. The bike is a Cannondale touring bike. It's a human-powered bike, 100% human-powered, because I get that question a lot. I pull a trailer, which is non-traditional for touring, because it's heavier. But I have everything in that trailer. I have all my camping gear, everything that I need to stop anytime I want and go to bed, which brings us to the next point. What I do is called boondocking, which means basically, I explained I'm next to a field. I could sleep right here tonight if I wanted to. So that's where I sleep. I sleep at truck stops. Truck stops are awesome because then when you wake up, you have the amenities of the truck stop as far as coffee and donuts or whatever you need. And one of the other things that I do that I think is one of my better ideas, on the trailer, I have a solar panel that charges my phone continuously. So I'm self-sufficient out here.
And are you're yeah. just by yourself doing this?
Absolutely. Yep, all by myself.
I love it.
That's the way I want it.
Yeah, listen, I understand that. I mean, that's good. God bless you.
Since you're more than halfway through the journey, I think you hit your 31st capital. Is that correct, Tallahassee?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes, yep.
I would like to know, there have to have been some parts of this journey that are maybe a little more challenging from a weather standpoint or even a terrain standpoint.
Yeah, it's not a flat country.
Both. No. So anything stand out as a little more rigorous in certain areas?
A lot. Yeah. I mean, just coming through the Rockies aren't so bad, but once you start getting into the Sierra Nevadas, I had the weather behind me. I had the winter coming through, and I actually had to go over Donner Pass before that all got snowed in. Otherwise, the trip would have ended. I wouldn't have been able to get over. And then the wind in Wyoming and Nebraska was unbelievable. I've never seen wind like that days on end, and it was a headwind. So that was very challenging. But then even like in Mississippi was a lot hillier than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And I did get into 3 snowstorms. That was tough.
And
I didn't do my homework for Flagstaff, Arizona, and I got into a snowstorm.
In Arizona, interesting, that can happen in this time of the year. Where do you get your bike? Like, where do you get your tires fixed when things go wrong? And just where do you?
Or are you pulling those in the trailer?
Yeah.
The extra ones.
How are you handling all that?
Yeah, I do have spares. I'm not quite mechanically inclined myself, but I can do work on the bike, and luckily there haven't been a lot of problems. I mean, I can swap out the tubes and the tires, and I've been lucky with any other problems with I had a shifter cable break, but luckily there was a bike shop not far away, and I could get to that. So mostly, I'm pretty self-sufficient with all that stuff unless something catastrophic would happen.
Well, I know you're on your way to Atlanta. So, you know, in keeping with the personal connection focus of why we had you on the show today, you know, we often like to ask our guests in this segment of the show, you know, what they've learned about themselves or what the transformative effect of their travels have been. What have been yours?
Well, I've become very patient, even since the beginning of the trip. If you find yourself getting frustrated or upset, or that type of thing, while you're out here by yourself on a bike, the situation's probably going to get worse before it gets better. So to learn to become patient and you're doing the best you can, that's what I've learned. And I've also learned that I'm a little bit stronger than I thought, because physically I feel really good out here.
Well, I would think you have to 31 capitals in. I mean, you've been doing this for a while now, and you visited all, you know, you're out to visit all 50 state capitals. You've got the 31 down, as Mary just said, with Tallahassee. You'll soon be in Atlanta. When do you anticipate maybe this ending, and what's been a capital or two that's really been a big standout for you?
Well, I plan on ending. The goals to get done will be in Juneau, Alaska, at the end of July, fly to Hawaii. I'll pedal from Honolulu Airport to the Capitol. We'll be done. But as far as favorites, you know, I just went through Montgomery, and that was something special because of all the history, all the civil rights and the Civil War, and there was a lot of history there, and the Capitol itself was beautiful. Carson City was fun. Jefferson City was fun because they were actually having the graduation for the state bar, so it was a very active, happy atmosphere. And Mardi Gras, not a capital, but Mardi Gras was a really great day.
I'm sure that was.
I really hope, Bob, you build in some downtime when you get to Honolulu. Take some time off. That's a great place to build in some downtime.
When are you going to be there in Hawaii?
Should be August 1st.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, we will definitely stay in touch.
Yeah, we're going to follow this.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Look forward to, you know, all that's still to come. I really am. I mean, Mary and I both love to bike. I think maybe, you know, 15, 17 miles is the most that we've ever done in a given
leisurely
moment.
Leisurely, we love
exactly
to bike.
Exactly. But I mean, I really do say God bless you. So I hope you continue to have safe travels. Yeah. I hope you continue to experience everything that you have set out for. Folks, if you want to follow Bob's journey, you can find him on Facebook at Bibbery Travels, B-I-B-B-E-R-Y, Bibbery Travels, you know, or look for him in a state capital coming near
you. Yeah, when it comes to you.
Enjoy the weekend, Bob.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob. Good luck.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That is some journey.
That is some way to see the country.
All right, we are going to step aside for some sponsor messages. Rudy's up next to talk about a different type of adventure. RJ's then going to have the open road, and Mary and I will be back with the museum gallery in the J Block. We're going to focus on the Country Music Hall of Fame. It all means stick around and don't touch that channel.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.